when hearing all these wonderful truths expounded, you wonder, is there still more?
Yes.
And there is. I want to refer to, first of all, to a portion in 2 Timothy, and I'll read the verse. Verse 9, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Emphasis was made on that point, before the world began. And I want to turn us now to Proverbs 8. Proverbs 8, verse 22. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. We've talked about his works. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. We've had much about how in this world, on earth, his works, his ways were displayed and expressed. When there were no depths, I was brought forth, no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth, while as yet there was what has not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass about the face of the earth, depth. When he established the clouds above. When he strengthened the fountains of the deep. When he gave to the sea his decree, that the waters should not pass his commandments. When he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him, as one brought up with him. And I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Before the world was there, before creation, here we find something of the ways or counsels of God, what was in his heart. And here we read, and I won't go into the details of all that is said here, but the last few verses, then I was by him. Here, it obviously, if we can put it that way, there was communion between the persons of the Godhead. They had a matter to discuss. And what was it? Their delights were with the sons of men. There were no sons of men yet. But their delights was with the sons of men. It goes way before the world, before the earth was made there. The waters, as it describes here. And then, what were they rejoicing in? I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. There was joy before the between the persons of the Godhead. They had something to discuss, to speak about. Something that gave them pleasure. And then he says, it was rejoicing the habitable part of his earth. And my delights were with the sons of men. So he looked forward to that earth that he had described here. And there would be earth would be inhabited. There would be people there. And so he rejoiced in the habitable part. And then in particular, his joy was in the sons of men. The sons of men. He is the Son of God. He's the eternal Son. But I want to suggest here that his joy was in what he would accomplish in those sons of men, in those in whom he delighted, and to bring them into wonderful relationship with him. As many sons in glory, he is the firstborn, and all carry his image, that he will be there with them. And this was the joy that will fill the heart of God when he has brought a company of people redeemed, where he would have them in eternal ages to rejoice in what he has accomplished for his own pleasure, his eternal delight, and that will be where love will find its perfect rest.